I'm speaking with Derek Bovey with AI Squared, and we're going to have a demonstration of the Zoom Reader iPhone app.
So, for those of you that have come by our booth, and Daryl, you just saw me give a demonstration, Zoom Reader is a combination video magnifier and reader for the iPhone 4 or the iPod Touch 4th generation with a camera.
Okay.
You can use it as a live video magnifier, like I mentioned, which uses the iPhone camera. You can zoom it in up to 4 times your focal length.
Wow.
It has 6 different color filtering modes, which are live color filtering modes, such as white on black, black on white, blue on yellow, yellow on blue, black on yellow, and yellow on black.
So are you saying that you can point your phone at something, your phone camera at something, and it'll magnify it?
Yep.
Up to 4 times?
Four times your focal length.
What does that mean in real terms?
Essentially, you know, it's 4x. It's a 4x digital zoom.
Okay.
But if I'm closer to something, you know, it's kind of a misnomer if I say that the app is 4x magnification.
Because
it depends on what you're looking at, how close or how far away
you
are
from
it.
Sure it is. Okay.
But the great thing about this app is that you can take a picture of something, and we're using the mobile OCR engine provided by Abby to perform OCR on
Abby, that's Fine Reader then.
Yep.
Okay.
They have a mobile engine. So I just took a picture of this page out of the CSUN pamphlet here.
Now, I didn't hear voiceover. Does this app work with voiceover?
It does support voiceover. I actually had it turned off.
Okay.
Plus, it's a little hard to hear in here.
Yeah, it's good to have, though, because people might not think it supports voiceover.
Yep, it does support it fully. It'll read the button labels. Like, it'll tell me if I'm on the take picture button, and it tells me to double tap to execute that.
Okay, yeah, all right, so that's the hint. So okay, good.
I'm going to double tap. And once I've taken the picture, it's going to tell me that the image is ready. So just
I heard that.
Ready. I'm going to go down to the OCR button.
Okay.
And I'm going to double tap.
OCR.
It's going to play a tone and then start extracting. And it takes less than 15 seconds for it to extract an entire page.
Is that using the net, or is that engine built onto the app itself?
Built into the application itself.
Gotcha. Cool.
Text ready.
So it tells me that the text is ready to read.
Okay.
I'm going to hit the read button. Double tap.
Mr. Roadmap to all of the activities offered at the conference. Please take time to familiarize yourself with the content.
Interesting.
So it's actually read with human-sounding voices provided by Nuance.
Nuance voices.
Vocalizer.
Okay, so is that text also exposed in VoiceOver? Can I read it with
Absolutely.
VoiceOver?
Absolutely. You can.
Okay, good.
You can actually navigate through the text using VoiceOver. And you can copy the text to the clipboard, email it, or email the picture as well.
Oh, awesome.
We hope you're enjoying your time.
So you have some choices then.
Yeah, and there's a couple other things. You can load images from your camera roll and actually OCR those. So if you've taken pictures or synced images to your iPhone, or somebody's emailed you a picture of something, you can OCR that.
Okay.
It also has voice recognition. So when you turn that on, you can say, take picture, it'll take the image. You can tell it to start reading, so you can control it as well using voice. Zoom in, zoom out is another voice command.
Did you
as well.
Say that if someone sends you email, it will read the email to you?
No, well, what it'll do is, if someone sent you an image, you can perform OCR on the picture. So another cool thing that you could do with this app is, let's say you wanted to read a web page, you could load up Safari, take a screenshot in the iPhone, and then OCR it through Zoom Reader. So kind of
a
cool little trick. Yeah.
So I was hearing some talk about lining the page up.
Yep.
How do you line the page up? I mean, if you can't see.
It's not necessarily targeted as a blindness product. You know, similarly to our market with Zoom Text, this is more of a low vision device. Products like the KNFB Reader do have some sort of, you know, spatial audio cues.
Uh-huh.
It's something we're considering for future versions, but not in the initial release. But the great thing about this is it's not very hard to use, especially with the voice commands. And someone told me a great trick, which was basically, if you want to take a picture of a full sheet of paper, if you put your elbow down and hold the phone up about, you know, with your arm up at the elbow, you're going to be able to capture a whole image pretty easily, as long as you line it up in the middle.
So like this?
Exactly, like that. So then you would hold the phone, have the paper underneath you.
Okay.
And that's a good rule of thumb.
So put your elbow down on the table with the arm vertical.
kind of like and to the side of the document.
Yeah, and then the phone, though, needs to be in the middle, right?
Yep. And, and the one thing just to keep in mind is the actual camera itself is in the upper right-hand corner of the iPhone, or, well, depending on
how you So, yeah, the phone would be actually be slightly to the left, huh?
Yeah, exactly right. So it was a good rule of thumb, and she showed it to me, and it actually works pretty well.
Another question.
Yeah.
If the text is not aligned, sometimes people don't know if it's upside down or if it's left to right. If someone is holding it like this,
right,
will it still do it?
It has to be in the right orientation in terms of...
Oh, that's a good question.
If you're portrait or landscape. So if you take a landscape image, you know, and if I take it incorrectly, it's going to think that that's the orientation of the picture because that's what the image is tagged as. If I took something in portrait sideways, it's going to think that that's the way that it is. So, again, you know, there are some things that you need to...
So it's not going to do auto orientation? Like, if I take... I know if I want to take video of something, I put the phone in landscape mode, right?
The other thing I think people should use if they're having problems with orientation, use orientation lock to make sure that they're in the right orientation.
Yes.
This works just like the default camera app does, and you could take videos upside down and they would not rotate correctly if you took them incorrectly. So what it's doing
is... No, but like when I take videos like for YouTube or something like that, I was told I put the phone deliberately into landscape mode.
Yeah. Oh yeah, definitely. You want to do that.
But that rotates it, doesn't it?
It does, but you can get into a situation where the accelerometer doesn't know you're in landscape.
Oh, that's what's going on.
So
okay.
That's what I'm saying. It's like there can be instances where you think you're in an orientation and you're not.
Oh, okay.
So that's just one of those things to kind of be aware of.
Okay.
There was one other thing I was going to say, and I think it slipped my mind. I think that's it.
Okay. All right, Derek, thanks for your time.
You're very welcome.
All right.
More than one language.